morning, man. House don't stop. Yeah.
Nah, it don't stop, man. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IB. Yeah. It's Thursday inside the madhouse, man. Guess what, though? That rain ain't going nowhere. 73 degrees is the high for the day. 57 with partly cloudy skies. And guess what? We got it in the forecast all day long. You got to get a little break this morning. Just a little break this morning. But we'll be right back to it around 10:30. And then I'm looking at it. And it's rain all day long after that. All the way until tomorrow. We might get a break from the rain on Saturday. We're going to get a little break on Saturday. But today, tomorrow, still raining the forecast. But it's going to be a little warmer today. It was a little chilly yesterday. Chilly and with that rain. Yeah, it was. Yeah, we're going to get up to 73 today, though. All right? In the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, what up, what up? Let's get it started then. What's up with you?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm out here. You good? You had a good night?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry if we had a little bit of technical difficulty right there. Yep. I'm good. I forgot to tell you. Have you seen these fruit snack challenges?
Nah, what's the fruit snack challenge?
Oh, you haven't seen the fruit snack challenge?
Nah, I missed this one. What's that?
Oh, you have to type it in and look it up.
Okay, so
fruit snack challenge. Fruit snacks in front of kids or like gummy bears or something like that. In front of kids, and it's sort of to test their discipline. And you put it in front of kids, but you tell the kids, hey, don't eat them. I have to run to the bathroom or have to run over here to another room real quick or something like that. And you leave the gummies in front of the kids to see if they'll actually eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these videos are hilarious because some of the kids are sneaking them. Kelly Rowland did it with her son. He ate them. Toya Wright did it with her daughter. She was good, but I did it with my little goddaughter, Avea, and she made it through. It was a really, really cute video. For a second there, I was like, oh no, she didn't make it, but she didn't eat them. You should look up the hashtag fruit snack challenge and see all these videos of these cute little kids.
That's what it is. Yeah. I actually think I saw this video. It was I think it was on the Facebook thing, and the mom put the little boy on the counter and she said, yeah, don't touch it. And then they put the camera right there, and then she walked out the room, and then he picked it up and he was getting ready to eat it, and then he looked in the camera
and he saw it. Yes.
Yeah, he put it back down. Yes. I think I did see this challenge. Yeah,
but there are a bunch of them. A lot of celebrities are jumping on board doing this fruit snack challenge, so it's really cute to see all the kids that, you know, following rules, and some of them that are like sneaking around and getting their gummies and their fruit snacks.
Yeah, you got to try that one.
Kaveah did it. Gabrielle Union did it with her and Dwayne, their daughter. Mm-hmm. Kaveah, she didn't make it through.
Yeah. You got to try it with like a two to 4-year-old. Because after five, they kind of understand. You know, they understand. Like, don't touch it.
Well, no. Because what? The thing is, the camera's hidden.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to find out, you know, what they're doing behind the scenes.
You need to try this with some adults. Hey, don't touch it. Then put the camera up and see what happens. Yeah.
And see what happened. A lot of y'all are getting trouble.
Yeah. All right. Also, the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to the committee. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
All my folks in Sparkle City.
Good morning.
Gaffney.
Good morning.
All the way back to HJY. Good morning. Come on, man. Wake up, Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your night last night, big dog?
My night was dope. Shout out to my daughter, Kieran, the baby burpit. She's trying to make documentaries now of herself.
Now that's what's up.
I'm calling it A Day in the Life of Baby Burpit.
Oh, that's so precious. That is so precious.
But she take 20 videos to get one.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you got to do that to get it right, you know what I mean?
Nah, hell no, not when it's on my phone.
It's not like a documentary. That's almost like a filmed series.
Yeah.
Well, and
a
one.
Sitcom. That's like a sitcom if she's doing scenes.
Yeah. And she's doing absolutely nothing in the videos.
Well, I mean, that's
cute,
what,
though.
But you got to buy her own phone then, daddy.
Nah, hell no, she 8. She don't need no phone.
Yes, she do.
No, she don't.
Yeah, they need a phone at 6.
Where's she going unsupervised?
Hmm?
Where is she going?
You can get her a little camera. to record.
A camera, okay.
Doesn't have to be a phone.
Yeah, a camera cool, but a whole phone, no.
You can get a phone that don't work.
No.
And just where the camera work, which you could just, you know what I mean? Because I think it might be a little easier for it to carry, and you can just get a phone that's not on.
I'm cool on that.
Okay. All right. You're right. Don't never get them a phone. Just then you're going to be...
Then they're gonna be taking little naked pictures and sending them to
wait
boys.
Wait a minute.
Sending them to boys when they get teenagers.
Is that what you was doing?
Yeah, see, I be thinking in the future.
Yeah. Today's inspiration, power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. Don't take pictures and send them. At least not as a teenager.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The spiritual life is not frantic or overly busy. Those are not fruits of the Spirit. Patience and kindness.
Dell of Larry, the morning madhouse. Rain. It won't go away. It's gonna be here to stay for the next few days, man. So dealing with more rain today, tomorrow, and maybe get a break on Saturday. But right now, still dealing with rain. 57 degrees today's high is right near 73, and it's time to get the hashtag, man. Get that hashtag. Hashtag MHQO. TD, your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, big story. A bunch of people are talking about it. This one is coming out of Virginia. There is a Virginia family that was going stir crazy in their home, so they decided to load up the truck and go for a drive. It was the parents along with their two children, and as they were driving, they ran over two bags. They thought it was trash, so they tossed it on the back of and then continued on their way. When they got home, they opened up the bags to find little baggies of money that were addressed as Cash Vault. They immediately called the police, who determined that it was almost $1 million in the bags. Now, the police did locate the owners of the money, and they say that they hope that those owners will share some of the money with this family. But our madhouse question of the day is, if you could not keep the money for yourself, not one dime, you can't have any part of the money. So that means no businesses, nothing like that. You can't have any part of the money. What would you do with this money if you found it?
Man, I can't keep none of it. I'm gonna give it to somebody.
You
I
can't
know.
Keep none of it. You can't start a business so that it multiplies for you. Nothing. You have to give it away. You have to do something else with this money. You cannot benefit from it at all.
I'm gonna give it to my mama, of course.
You gonna give it all to your mama?
Yeah. I'm giving it to my mama.
You're going to give it to your mother in hopes of flipping it, Larry, and then that means your benefit from it.
Give it to my mama. Whatever happens, happens. Well, actually, I'm going to give it to mama and about three of my homeboys because they're going to know what to go do with it.
I can't keep it. I'm going to create a charity and donate it to that charity. Wink, wink.
That's not the question, y'all. Y'all aren't answering the question.
You said we can't keep it. We got to give it away. What we going to do?
The wink wink part is I'm getting the money back though.
I'm going to the charity. It's going to help the people.
Okay.
What you going to do with it?
I'm going to make sure that my nieces and my nephews are all sent to college, and then I'm going to give money back to John C. Smith.
Oh, look. Okay.
Yeah, hey, John C. Smith. I can't keep it. That's the answer. That's the question.
Okay.
Can't have any of the money.
I got that. I gave it to my mom and my homeboys. And
I donated it to all the charity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what you going to do with the money? Let us know. Hit us up at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap. No cap.
We got a Nose and David News quickie with Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica, what we got?
All right. It is 6:20 here in the Carolinas. The BET Awards will go on. The 20th BET Awards show will happen virtually on Sunday, June 28th at 8 p.m. The president of BET says the BET Awards is the biggest celebration of Black culture, Black accomplishment. Black excellence, and Black potential. Our community and the many millions who love the Black culture look to the BET Awards for signature moments of enrichment, entertainment, and empowerment. So they want to deliver the best of the BET Awards in 2020. So hoping to get some nominations very soon. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your news quickie.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
I'm crying because BET Awards is going to be virtual. I got my ballot to put the votes in, but I don't want to do it because I ain't going to the war show. Damn, crap. All right. Now, I had to get it out, man. You know, every year I look forward to the BET Awards and being in L.A., and they told us we weren't going to go. And now I'm still sad. I'm sad. Jack Boys, Young Thug, Out West, better find 98.
Out West, baby, sling it out west. Go Metallica.
No Little Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 624, 24 minutes out at 6 o'clock. High today is going to be, 73 with rain in the forecast almost all day long. Little break right now, but it'll be back around 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's when the rain is slated to start back and come back into Charlotte, America. All right. Hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. What is it today, Miss Jessica?
We are talking about this family out there in Virginia who went out for a drive, a family drive, rode over what they thought was trash. They put it on the back of their truck, and when they got home to throw it away, they looked in the bags and found out that it was money. And not just money, almost $1 million. They immediately called the police. The police did find the rightful owners of the money and return the money. But we want to know, if you can't keep the money for yourself, you cannot benefit from the money at all, what would you do with it?
I said, I'm going to give it to my mama and my homeboys, and, you know, we going to know what to do. They're going to know what to do with it.
I'm going to create a charity in somebody else's name and donate it to that charity.
Yeah, I already got one. You can donate it to my charity.
Baby. Wink, wink.
And I make sure it get to the people.
Yep.
How much you gonna donate the whole million?
Yep.
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate you, big dog.
You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the people.
All about the people.
Well, I'm gonna make sure that my nieces and nephews are taken care of. They're gonna get the money, college, and all that good stuff. And I'm gonna give some back to John C. Smith.
That's what's up. And you know what? You know what? This is the second time in a week that somebody has found some money and they have given it back. I told y'all about the story. It was on hashtag Larry Mad that the man found $135,000 at an ATM. And he gave it back, and they gave him $500. I wonder, did they get his family some of that money since they turned it in? I think the standard should be like, if I find it, I need at least 10 or 20% for finder's fee. I think it's 20% for finder's fee. So I think they should get his family at least 20%. What y'all think?
Sure.
I'm saying. But you also notice in these stories, ain't none of them us. Ain't none of them us. They always other people.
Somebody else.
Because if we stumble upon this kind of money, you already know it ain't gonna be no story. What money? Huh? Our stories end up a little different. And the feds knocked on the door. They said that they had traced the money back, and they found out that the money did not belong to the man. And now they're asking, where is the money? That's how our stories end up. How do we tap in on your Madhouse question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
You can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, or on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee.
All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback, and we got a crazy news story for y'all. If that story is not crazy enough, we got some more. It's Pot 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on...
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Time to get this crazy news story.
That's crazy.
All right, all right, all right. What we got, Miss Jessica?
All right, today's crazy news story is coming out of China. There's a woman by the name of Ms. Zhao who broke up with her boyfriend. She was so sad by this breakup that she says she cried for 3 days straight. She was heartbroken.
She's like,
he had broken up with her. And not only that, but he cheated on her. He cheated on her. And he broke her heart. So she was crying for 3 days. Her friends even told her, he shed one tear over you, girl. So she did something to fix that. What did she do? She sent one ton of red onions to this man's house.
Oh, she terrible.
A ton.
With a note that said, I've cried for 3 days. Now it's your turn.
Oh, that's terrible.
The delivery man said it took 4 hours to get all of the onions off of the truck and in front of this man's door. He had very strict instructions that said, do not ring the doorbell. Do not let this man know that this delivery is coming. Leave them at the front of his door. Now his neighbors are upset. One neighbor said, he hasn't cried, but we have. Our whole apartment complex smells like onions. This is disgusting. One ton of red onions. There's a picture of him standing in front of him, like just scratching his head. I'll post that to my Instagram.
One ton
of red onions with a note that said, I've cried for 3 days. Now it's your turn. Now, when the press talked to the boyfriend, he said, I broke up with her because she's so damn dramatic.
Well, it makes sense. Okay. I see your point of view, sir. I see your point of view. So what's the question on this right here?
If you could send something to your ex, what would it be?
I ain't had an ex in so long.
If you could send something to your ex, what would it be?
I ain't had an ex in so long, so. I had to go back to high school or college. Probably high school.
What is something petty that you would send them?
I probably send them a big thank you card. Like one of them big, gigantic thank you cards with my picture on it. That's probably what I'll
send my ex a clone of her so she can deal with her annoying ex.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. I'm gonna send you.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you, you, Heifer. Deal with yourself.
Burpee, 570 WPEG. We want to hear from you. What would you send your ex?
But I can tell you some stuff we did as like when we was like high school stuff we did. Like one time, me and my brother called and ordered about 30 pieces to somebody's house. One of our girl that we was mad at. Yeah. Yeah. We ordered like 30 Pizza Hut pizzas today.
What you mad at her for?
That's irrelevant.
Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With no limit.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. A crazy news Thursday. That's what it is. Definitely a crazy news Thursday. We got another crazy news story for y'all. That's crazy. What we got, Miss Jessica?
All right. So this one is coming out of China. There's a woman by the name of Ms. Zhao. Who broke up with her boyfriend. Well, her boyfriend broke up with her. She says that she was heartbroken. And not only did he break up with her, but he cheated on her. She says she cried for 3 days straight. And after her friends told her, well, girl, he ain't shed a tear over you yet, she figured out a way to get some get back. She sent a ton of red onions to this man's house. It took the delivery guy 4 hours to get all of the onions off and up to this man's apartment door. He did not ring the doorbell. The man just came home and found a ton of red onions in front of his door with a note that said, I've cried for 3 days. Now it's your turn. The man said, I broke up with her because she extra. She's dramatic.
Definitely dramatic.
So we want to know, if you could send your ex something, what would you send them?
Well, you didn't answer the question. What would you sing? Me and Burby answered.
I have absolutely. I've been sitting up here trying to think about it. I have absolutely no idea.
But you would sing your ex?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Well, no. Madhouse Nation, they got some ideas what they'll send their ex. Good morning.
I'm trying to because that's what he was full of.
I sent my ex a raggedy ass baby daddy because she thinks she done got rid of that because he locked up. I go bail him out.
I'm going to send a 38. Tell her do it to herself.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh. You might not want to do that, sir. Your plan might backfire on you.
Well, if he sent it to her in the mail, I mean, but then she could still pull up on him. But hey.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all dirty. 87% of her baby daddy since she thinks she got rid of. And Burpee, you said you was going to send a what, Burpee?
I sent her a clone of her annoying ass.
So she can deal with herself.
Now you can understand what I had to do.
But if you did get your comment in, you can leave it on our voicemail. What would you send your ex? 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Some Kodak Black ZZ is Pod 98, man. Woo, y'all crazy.
D.A. got that dope.
Home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
And morning.
Here on Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is, man. We're going to let y'all shine. You know what I mean? Shout out to them FedEx. Shout out to FedEx, baby, dropping them packages off at everybody's house, including mine. Amazon, don't pull up with nothing else in my house, Amazon. Please don't. Shout out to DHL, y'all too. You know what I mean? Shout out to UPS. Shout out to all the postal workers out there working, man. All my truck drivers out there delivering that food, them shoes, them clothes, that gas, you know, all that travels by truck, man. So shout out to y'all out there, man, still doing y'all thing. Shout out to all my frontline workers out there, all my nurses, all my doctors, everybody that work in them offices. If you wear scrubs, shout out to you. If you wear scrubs and Crocs, double shout out to you. And big, big, big shout out to all the frontline workers, like I said. Now, if you got somebody you need to let shine, somebody working on the front line, somebody just doing something good in your life, bringing goodness right about now. You know what we say? Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! Y'all ain't shout out your daddy in a while. Y'all daddy ain't doing nothing. Shout out your dad if he doing something, man, to make the household go around. Polo G, Stunner from Vegas, NLE Chopper, Go Stupid, it's 5.98.
Hit the strip out of school, can't wait till I got out of class. You stare at the clock, it's before all this rush. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting Misha, Tara, Wendy shine. It's their birthday. Turn up like you.
I love you.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, I want to let my mama shine. She works in the hospital system, and she's on the front lines every day.
Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
Yes, I want to let my mom shine.
Good morning. I want to let my mom, Brooke Carson, shine.
Okay, Miss Brooke Carson, go on and shine, Miss Brooke Carson. Do your thing, baby. I want to shout out to my big homie, man. My man just, you know, got him a big truck out there doing his thing, pushing his thing state to state. My man Zavari Davis, a.k.a. Zorro, a.k.a. Mr. Two Thumbs Up, representing the North North. Do your thing, big homie. Go on and shine out there on that road, man. Get that bread. Get that paper, baby.
Shining, 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 yeah.
It's one of my brothers from the North, man. So proud of them guys, man, and that doing their thing and get up air. They go out there and grind and go to work and take care of their family, man. Shout out to my man Zorro, a.k.a. Zavari. All right, man, coming up inside the Madhouse, y'all already know Miss Jessica's got
the nose.
Yeah, she's got the nose and neighbor news on the way.
Help. Order what you need online, and they can have it waiting for you at the store. Where they can even deliver over a million items.
Know about that. The Weeknd has rescheduled his tour amid the coronavirus. I got all the details about that. And Ice Cube, celebrating the 30th anniversary of his debut solo album, and revealed the story about a very popular person taken into court and suing him. Who was that person?
Took Ice-T to court? Oh, I remember this story.
Ice Cube.
Oh, my bad. I'm thinking about Ice-T. A very popular person taking Ice Cube to court and suing him. Easy.
Okay.
One person?
One person. You probably will never guess who this is.
I think I know, though. I know. I don't know. I remember he had a beef with somebody, but I don't know.
The white dude that was their manager. What's his name? Well, Jerry something.
Jerry,
Keller.
Keller, yeah.
You think it was Jerry Keller?
Yeah.
I think it
was. All right, well, fine. What did you say, Larry?
I said, I think it was Common, because him and Common had a beef.
Okay. And we'll find out who it was coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News Day. I'm going to go ahead and let you know, both of you all are wrong. Okay. Not even close to who it is. You're going to be surprised when
Louis
you find
Farrakhan.
Out. That's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that. Make sure you're listening. We got a chance for you to win the download code for Polo G's album. And this guy is going to be in the Nosy Neighbor News too. It's Future. And Drake, the name of the song, Life's Good, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Versus Bounty Killer, the two legends will enter the ring on Saturday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. The drama between Future and his baby mama continues. Eliza Rain is suing Future for slander and emotional distress, claiming that the rapper made her out to look like a hoe, as well as threatened her to have faces on. And in the legal documents, Eliza says that Future sent her a text saying, "Let your lawyer speak for you at this point. You bogus, stole my last name. Now you want to be relevant? Just fall back off the net trying to prove a point." In addition to that, Eliza claims that the rapper also threatened to have her killed while she was pregnant in an attempt to coerce her to terminate the pregnancy. So far, no word from Future regarding the lawsuit. Amid the coronavirus, The Weeknd has rescheduled his after hours for 2021. The tour was scheduled to kick off next month, but now it will kick off in Canada on June 12, 2021. The tour will hit the U.S. and Europe through November. No need to worry if you have tickets already. They will be transferred to these. However, if you're unable to attend the new dates, refunds are available. Well, over the weekend, Ice Cube celebrated the 30th anniversary of his debut solo album, America's Most Wanted, with a digital listening party on Instagram Live. He talked about the songwriting process and shared some of his favorite memories. One in particular was for the song A Gangster's Fairy Tale. Cube says that the song was originally for Eazy-E, but at the time they were beefing. He goes on to say that there's a sample of the theme song from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and Mr. Rogers sued him for the use of the song and won. Ice Cube had to pay him 5 cents for each album sold. The song only appeared on 200,000 copies before it was removed. Mr. Rogers didn't stop there. He also sued Ice Cube for name-checking him on the song. Happy birthday to Mr. T, Mr. Big, Ronald Isley, and the Notorious B.I.G. R.I.P. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. All right. Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Future. What did she say about Future? 570-WPEG. First caller through. Correct answer. What we got for him today, Miss Jessica?
You going to win the download codes to Polo G album. So make sure give us a call. Let us know what I said about Future.
All right, 570-WPEG, tap in.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Man.
Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's 7:40, and it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know what that is. Hashtag Larry Mad. Let's see what Larry is mad about today.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Mad.
Yes, sir. Hashtag Larry Mad. And I hate doing stories like this, but I saw this come across last night and actually early this morning. Out in Arizona. We got to travel out to Arizona to get this story. Sad story. Three people actually shot in the mall, a shopping mall, Westgate shopping mall in Arizona. Mad at the young man that did this whole thing. He did this whole thing, 20 years old, last name Hernandez. I forgot his first name. Last name Hernandez. And he had a rifle in the back seat and actually recorded the whole thing on Snapchat as he was going through the mall. He's driving to the mall with the rifle in the back seat. He goes to the mall and he proceeds to shoot three people. One is in critical condition this morning. He actually filmed himself on Snapchat in one of the videos from Snapchat. You see a woman he already shot, and she's on the ground, and she's asking him not to shoot her again, and he's recording this whole thing. The society that we're living in right now is just absolutely, absolutely horrific and crazy. Well, you take a 20-year-old said he wanted to get back at Maine society, and he wanted to be known as the 2020 Westgate shooter. And that's absolutely what he went to do. And that's what he did in the mall at Westgate Mall in Arizona. And man, this is just, it's just horrific to watch this whole thing. I don't know if y'all saw it or if y'all watched some of these Snapchat videos that this young man put up. I was actually checking them out this morning. It's crazy and sad at the same damn time. Like, ugh. And the rifle, it looks close to an M16, but I don't think it's an M16. It's not an AK, and I don't think it's an AR. But the rifle that he has is like a high powered rifle that he took into the mall and began to shoot people and recorded the whole thing on Snapchat. Man, if we ain't living in the movies, I don't know what we're living in. But man, it's crazy. Like I said, crazy, sad, and psychotic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At the same time, hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. It's Pot 88.
No Limit Larry.
Pot 88 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yes, sir. Biggie. Happy birthday to Biggie right there. Thank you, Incog, for that Biggie mix. And you know what time it is now. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right, Larry and Jessica, it's Thursday, one day away from the weekend, and one of my favorite days of the week. Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Yes, sir. Let's get right to the list. First on this list today, Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce, you sound like a hater. You sound like a man who couldn't get past the Miami Heat in the playoffs. And one of those main reasons you couldn't get past the Miami Heat in the playoffs was because of LeBron James. Paul Pierce said LeBron James is not top 5 all time. Not a top 5 NBA player all time. Come on. Okay. I'm trying to keep it together. Y'all can handle the Jordan-LeBron debate. MJ is the GOAT. But LeBron not top 5? Paul Pierce, right now, the truth is lying. Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Next on the list, Horace Grant. Horace Grant, bad talking ass, said Michael Jordan was a snitch and a liar. It is an outright, downright, completely lie. First of all, you don't use completely right there, Horace Grant. You used the wrong terminology in that statement you were making. Second of all, if Larry knew a reporter for 20 to 30 years, and that reporter put stuff in a book that was about Larry's co-workers, guess who I'ma say told the reporter about the co-workers? I'ma say Larry did it. If Pippen say Horace Grant did it, Jordan said Horace Grant did it, Rodman even said Horace Grant did it, and he wasn't even on the damn team when Horace Grant was on the team. Steve Kerr said, I'm not going to say Horace Grant did it, but it don't look like he didn't do it. Horace Grant, Larry, hit my high key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Last on the list, Tekashi 6ix9ine. But should he really be the one on this list today? He was talking about Billboard and how they buying units to get certain people's records to number one. And now they have completely removed Tekashi 6ix9ine's chart history from Billboard. So no, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I'm slowly but surely jumping on the Tekashi 6ix9ine bandwagon, Larry.
We winning over here, baby.
I know it. We come from a different era where snitching ain't cool. But snitching the man, this man famous. He done got a whole new bag from snitching. He's snitching on everybody.
Snitching winning.
Anytime you snitch on an organization that don't have a person name behind, he's snitching on Billboard. Who was behind Billboard, Larry?
Bill.
Exactly. Nobody knows. He's snitching on the charts, and he is winning. I'm putting Billboard on here. Larry, this is for Billboard. Hit my
shut your
key.
Dumb ass up.
Billboard, put that man chart history back up and stop taking money from people to get their song number one. That's all on the list.
And those for Burpee Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
No cap.
8:21, Nosy Neighbors, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. And if you did not watch The Masked Singer last night, go ahead and turn your radios down for a quick second. This is a spoiler because the season finale took place last night and the final three Masked Singers were revealed. All right. The turtle was Jesse McCartney. The frog was Bow Wow. And the winner was the Night Angel, who was revealed as none other than Miss Candy Burris. And a lot of people said that they knew that that was her. So congratulations to her. She is the first female to ever win The Masked Singer. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Tell that.
Off with a 10-piece, dog. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dog.
Welcome to Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep, situation. We got a situation here in Mecklenburg County here in Charlotte, America. CMPD has finally announced, the city has finally announced a new chief was named on yesterday. Chief Putney is actually retiring, or actually has retired, but he's going to see everything through the Republican National Convention, which is still scheduled for August here in Mecklenburg County. Well, they announced a new chief on yesterday. His name is Johnny Jennings. He's been with the police force for 28 years, since 1992. And he's currently over community relations. He's a deputy chief. He'll be stepping up and taking on the role as chief here in Mecklenburg County after August. So more so going into September, but he was actually named on yesterday. And he said, I quote, "I want to be known as the best chief this department has ever seen." And he also said, no disrespect to Chief Putney. So new chief named here in Mecklenburg County. Shout out America. Want to know your thoughts on it. What are y'all looking forward to with the new chief? Just your whole thoughts on Mecklenburg County naming the new chief, Johnny Jennings, here in Shout out America. 570-WPEG. What do you think about Mecklenburg County naming a new chief? That's today's situation. Get y'all opinion too. We come back, Burpee and Jessica. Charlotte's plug. It's Pod 88.
The situation is sponsored by Club Onyx.
Situation.
You know how it goes down, man. We got a new police chief here in Mecklenburg County. Well, he will actually be, he was introduced on yesterday. He'll be taking over after the Republican National Convention, the RNC, in August. Chief Putney will be still the chief until then. He's already retired, but he's going to see it through the RNC. And then taking over his seat will be Johnny Jennings. Been on the force for 28 years since 1992. And he said he was quoted as saying he wanted to be the best chief that the department has ever seen. And he said, no shade to Chief Putney, but he just wants to be the best that the department has ever seen. Bert, I know you're not from here in Mecklenburg County. However, you live, however you work in this city, and you've had a little bit of a relationship with the former chief. So what do you feel about the new one? I mean, so far, I mean, that what you might know.
I don't know much about him, but that doesn't mean that he won't be, you know.
Or what do you hope that he does? Like,
I hope that he changes the reputation right now of the CMPD. Because just from speaking to the people, the reputation of the CMPD right now is not great.
Mm-hmm.
Or as good as it could be. So that's really all just coming there and make people feel safe. Make people want to trust you. Make people have faith in you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Just nothing big. I don't have a lot of expectations from the police chief. You have to come in there. You have to give that person a chance. He done been elected already. So,
or appointed.
Appointed. You know what I mean. Yeah. That too.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I know, I think he should come in and gain the trust of the people again.
All right. Jessica, what you got on him?
I know absolutely nothing about this man except for what has been printed up in the newspaper and the media about him recently with him getting this new appointment. I know that he is walking into a lot. Mm-hmm. He's walking into a lot in regards to crime here in the Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be watching him closely in regards to that. Watching him in regards to community relationships. That is something that is huge that a lot of people, especially in the African American community, they want a better relationship when it comes to police and the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that folks are fighting it. It's that they want it and they want to see something new when it comes to that. So we'll be watching him closely when it comes to that. And then on a national level of how does he handle police relations, you know, and police brutality. That's a national issue that we're dealing with. And so people will be watching him closely to see how he handles that right here in the Queen City. So I think that he's walking into a lot and he's going to have a lot of eyes on him in regards to, you know, all right, so what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I feel exactly what you're saying. I think I think Putney, you know, he dealt with a lot in this city when dealing with, you know, holding officers accountable. That is my biggest thing and my biggest concern. When officers, you know, do the right thing, are you going to hold them accountable? And when they do the wrong thing, are you going to hold them accountable? I think coming from the era for me of Rodney Monroe and watching him come in and do what he did, because he came in from Richmond. So watching him come in from Virginia and lower the crime rate, lower the homicide rate, and his engagement in the community was by far the biggest we had ever seen in this city. I'm a real Charlatan. I was born and raised here. I work in this city. And, you know, just seeing Chief Rodney Monroe come in and just engage, like you said, Jessica, engage with the city was so big for me. And I think so big for the whole community of Charlotte. The programs that he was able to put in place and able to help steer in the communities in Charlotte was great. So I wanted to see that continued. Somewhere along the line, I felt like the ball was dropped. And it didn't continue. Now, with the new chief, Johnny, he's coming from a community relations background. And I think that's probably why they went with him, because they know that they need better community engagement here in the city as it relates to police,
to the citizens of Charlotte. So he's coming from a community and engagement background as a deputy chief. So I hope he continues with that and continues to engage with the community. But the biggest thing for me is, are you going to hold officers accountable? Because we saw it with the Keith Lamont Scott case. It got out of hand. The city went crazy. And to me, nothing was really done about it. Then we see it again with the Franklin case, the shooting on Bates Ford Road with the officer involved shooting on Bates Ford Road at the Burger King. So, like you said, he's stepping into a lot, definitely stepping into a lot. But I think because he's coming from a community background, I've brushed shoulders with him here and there. Now, I'm not enough to say that I know his record and I can stand on his record, but I've seen him and I've seen him in different settings. So I bumped shoulders with him a few times, but I hope he continues to engage with the community that in the way that he has already done. Our crime rate, our murder rate here in the city is just ridiculous. And it was ridiculous last year as we hit 108, already at 34 this year, when you got people shooting in broad daylight. You got kids, a 15-year-old just shot and killed the other day. It's something that we got to do about it. And I hope not only the new chief can figure it out, but I hope we can figure it out as a community. Your comments about the new chief, 570-WPEG. We got something. We come back. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's situation, talking about the new chief named here in Charlotte, Johnny Jennings, will be taking over the force. Come at the end of August after the RNC, after the Republican National Convention late last year. Chief Putney said that he was retiring. So yes, they have named a new chief. He's been on the force since 1992, about approximately what, 28 years. He's been on the force. So yeah, what do you think about it? Good morning, Mr. Lee.
Hang it off like 10 and nail.
Mr. Lee, you lived in Charlotte for a long time, right?
All my life.
All your life. And how long is that, Mr. Lee?
75 years.
Mr. Lee really is 77, though. I don't know why he keeps saying he's 75. Mr. Lee, you know they named a new chief on yesterday. What do you think about the new chief?
And your mama sit behind that desk and put 2 J's on him. And play the signature
of me. What? Put 2 J's down for a signature.
2 J's, Johnny Jennings.
That's right.
You don't think he gonna be? Did you like the last chief, Mr. Lee?
He did the fine, fine.
He ain't do that.
No.
You don't think so?
I know so.
Okay. So you think the new one is gonna do the same thing that the old one did?
That's what all the rest of them did.
I don't think so. I think Chief Rodney Monroe was definitely good for this city, and I hated to see him go. So because I think he did an excellent job. Crime was down, morale was up, and he held a lot of officers accountable for their actions.
Yeah, that number officers. What about them hoodlums?
I said crime was down. Wait. Mr. Lee. Crime down mean the hoodlums is in check,
the
Mr. Lee.
Hoodlums.
That's what
I don't believe that lie.
The proof is in the facts, Mr. Lee.
No, it ain't.
Well, where's the proof, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, where's the proof, Mr. Lee?
I got the proof.
You got the proof? I can't deal with Mr. Lee today.
Bye, Mr.
Proof
Lee.
Ain't
bye.
In the pudding because he got the pudding and he don't
hey,
see the proof.
Baby girl.
Hey, Mr.
You know
Lee.
I got to holler at you.
Here you go. Here you go. Go ahead, Mr. Lee.
You're going to give me some play.
Excuse me?
I thought your man, you come telling me I'm your stepdad.
Your stepdad?
Every time we on the phone, he got that child holler at us. Bye, Mr. Lee.
Okay.
This guy's playing. I don't know. Nigga's coming out. Woo, Mr. Lee. With me.
Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPEG, good morning.
Good morning, morning.
What's up, big dog? You want to play Black Smart?
Want to play Black Smart.
You want to play?
I want to play.
Who are there?
This is James.
James?
Yeah.
All right, James, we're going to give you 3 questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, James, all right?
All right.
What? All right, James, I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. In slang terms, if somebody say, send me the Addy, what do they want you to do?
send the address.
Okay. Got it, big dog. Got it. All right.
Send me the addy. I'm hunting them down. Bang, 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 bang. Jessica, what you got for him?
All right. This popular singer is celebrating his birthday today. He is affectionately known as Mr. Biggs in a bunch of songs. What's his real name?
Ooh, that would be Mr. Ronald Osley himself.
Mm-hmm. You got it right, big dog.
You are correct.
You got it!
Yeah, yeah. You win.
That's what it is. Alright, we're gonna hook you up with this download code, Big Dog. Polo G has a brand new album. It's called The GOAT. It's courtesy of Columbia Records and what station putting you in there?
Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle.
Holla at your folks. What do you have to say?
Another Bel Air in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all already know we gotta tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are talking about this couple in Virginia. They were riding around. They decided to take the family out for a ride during the quarantine just to get out of their house. As they were driving, they ran over some trash bags. Well, what they thought were trash bags. When they got home, they ended up finding money. $1 million to be exact. Mm. They called the police. The police came and got the money, gave it back to its rightful owner. So now we're asking you, look, if you found the money and you could keep it.
No, you couldn't keep it.
But you can't keep it for yourself.
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
Mm. Shout out to Crystal _ Lady Jim said, listen, I'm like you, Larry. The only person I'm calling is my mama. The real Tanya Renee said, turn it in. What the hell? I ain't. What money? DJ False ID said, what money? I ain't found nothing. Here, Kiki said, grabbing the bag and not saying nothing to nobody. I am Junior B said, I guess this kind of stuff only happens to people that's going to turn the money in, but I don't know what I would do. I'd probably pass out, is what she said.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Julian Cupperson says this amount of money is either being tracked electronically or visually. When you can't produce that type of money when someone approaches you, you're dying or going to prison. Dyron says, El Chapo ain't going to come looking for me. Regular folks don't carry no money like money in a bag like strippers, especially not $1 million. It's a setup.
Well, Bayard Davis said he would support the local strip club.
Make it rain, big dope.
Craig Phillips said, first, I would have never turned it in. God left that money there for a reason.
He sound like me. That was my money. Don't they say blessings come down from heaven?
Kim Williams said, I would have called the police first to report it before picking it up and turning it in because they're not about to get me caught up in mess and accuse me of anything.
I'm taking
Alicia Thompson said, paying credit off and investing in businesses and land. Mm. I don't think they understood the question.
What is that? Wait, okay. All right, Madhouse voicemail, you know they always commenting on the show. Oh, Lord, it's Toodles and Mr. What the Hell. Y'all go ahead.
Ooh, good morning, Madhouse. It's a bad day today. I want all y'all friends and family to say a little prayer for Mr. What the Hell this morning. He is going through. He is so beside himself. He is so distraught because he couldn't make it to his uncle's funeral, Little Richard. He is so mad. He needs to make it to that funeral, y'all. Do a GoFundMe, please, for him. Please, somebody, do a GoFundMe for him because I just want to hear him say it one more time. Good golly, Miss Molly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus, Mr. What? The hell, Toodles, cut your dumb ass up. You just like Donald Trump. Every time you open your mouth, you tell a damn lie. If you ain't lying about your little weenie meat, you're lying on me. Toodles, quit being nasty. And funky, booty boy, don't get mad at me because the doctor was playing in your little booty the other day. I don't wear no Depends, Burpee. I don't wear no drawers at all because I'll be swinging and dangling.
See what you cause, Barbara? You see what you cause.
First of all, we can move on from this conversation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But how are you this morning? Are you okay? Are you able to sit down this morning? Are you okay?
We're not doing this today.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Hey, man, I was just checking on you. I was just checking to make sure you were straight from your visit to the doctor.
You good?
Go on, Larry. What's next?
Summer Walker, Bryson Tiller. Playing got games. It. Power 98.
Got it. Job on it.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, May 21st. Swiss Beatz and Timbaland hopped on social media to announce who is up next in the versus battle. This weekend, we are taking it to the islands. Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. The two legends will enter the ring on Saturday, May 23rd at 8 p.m.
Beanie Man
and Bounty Killer.
We ain't had no reggae one yet. Do y'all think this a good thing?
Me want see a dance hall versus battle.
Is this a good thing? I think it's a good thing. I don't know.
Which one them gonna mash up the pum pum?
I think it's gonna be Beanie Man. He gonna mash up the pum pum.
Beanie Man mash up the pum pum.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's too much. It's just absolutely.
Bounty Killer.
Bounty Killer. I don't know much about
him. Lot of fire emojis in the Instagram live comments.
Let's go.
All right.
How do you
type? I actually have a poll up on my page right now. And I think Beanie Man is in the lead right now on the poll. Y'all can vote at Hey Miss Jessica.
Bumbo.
The drama between hey Burpee, oh. Now calm it down.
Vote on the rocks, clock.
Vote
Instagram story.
Go forth on the story.
You from West Virginia out here. Now calm down.
You know what? I'm from the story where the $1 million people were. That was in
yeah,
my
exactly.
hometown,
Caroline County. You be quiet now. Calm
but
down.
I still want to mash up the boom boom.
Mash up the boom boom.
Go on with the story.
Go on.
All right. The drama between Future and his baby mama continues. Eliza Rain is suing Future for slander and emotional distress, claiming that the rapper made her look like a hoe, as well as threatened her to have an abortion. He sent her some text messages. And she says that he threatened to have her killed while she was pregnant in an attempt to coerce her to terminate the pregnancy. So far, no word from Future regarding this lawsuit.
Listen, I'm sick of Future.
Why the mobbers want to get money?
Where does the love go? Y'all had to be love or at least was in love for like 30 seconds or something. They had to lay down and make a baby. Then you had to love me at least for 10 minutes or something. Where does the love go?
10.
I mean, okay, 6.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Really?
I'm just saying. Where does the love go?
Why them always want to go to the money in the court? We don't need no court. Just
all right, Burpee. Now, all right. Over the weekend, Ice Cube celebrated the 30th anniversary of his debut solo album, America's Most Wanted. He had a digital listening party on Instagram where he talked about the songwriting process and he shared some of his favorite memories. One in particular was for the song A Gangster's Fairy Tale. Cube says that song was originally for Eazy-E, but they were beefing at the time. Then he goes on to say that there's a sample of the theme song from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So Mr. Rogers sued him and won. Ice Cube had to pay him 5 cents for every album sold. The song only appeared on 200,000 copies before it was removed. Rogers didn't stop there, though. He also sued Ice Cube for name-checking him on the song.
200,000.
How you get sued by Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers said he wanted his money. I want my money. I ain't playing about this money, Cube.
Why don't play with the money?
Run me my money. We be clubbing. Yeah. He wanted his money. He said today.
Run up the money, Ice Cube.
Mr. Rogers said today is a good day to get my money, Ice Cube.
Don't worry. Be happy, man.
Y'all know what I
don't even understand how you are. Mr. Rogers out here suing rap stars.
Did you figure out the calculations? 5 cents.
I did.
Did
you get it? Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it.
But yeah, Mr. Rogers. You know what I always say though, Miss Jessica. Stop playing with the white folk money. Mr. Rogers was he wanted his money and he had to pay him. Stop. Yeah, pay that man in money.
Well, Mr. Rogers, what happened to the values of kindness?
Yeah, it was very
you used to teach on your show.
You know what Mr. Rogers said? It would be very.
What about
kind.
Sharing is caring, yep, Mr. Rogers?
Yep. Ice Cube.
How many units it was on, Jessica?
200,000. Share me that 5 cent because it could have been a dollar, sir. So it was only 5 cent per album.
He got $10,000.
I take it.
He was probably going to get more.
If they didn't remove it. Have you ever?
If they didn't remove it, he probably would have got. I mean, he would have gotten a bunch of money. off of
it's
that
one. It's a beautiful so. Day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So yesterday I also had a people's poll up about, remember we were talking about the story about the Pizza Hut guy who yeah. said he's the one who delivered the pizza and right. he said it wasn't, nothing was wrong with the pizza that he delivered to Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the people said that they do believe that it was food poisoning. They do not believe this man. But a bunch of other people also hit me up and said, no, Michael Jordan just had a hangover.
Nah.
He just had a hangover. I always heard
nah.
that it was not the flu.
I mean, but did you look at, like, have you ever watched, like, they showed the game again last night on ESPN, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. But have you ever watched, like, do you, I've seen people with a hangover.
That wasn't a hangover.
That wasn't no hangover. Yeah. Nah, that wasn't yep. a hangover.
He was sick. In he was some sick. House, yeah. In some way,
he was sick. Yeah, that wasn't no hangover.
Do you think Michael Jordan played with the corona?
All right. Happy birthday to Mr. T, Ronald Isley, and Notorious B.I.G. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That shit knows he.
You don't
knew.
Believe it?
Yeah, no, Larry.
He had to burn.
Cut the mic off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.